So, hello everyone, and welcome in this talk. Today we are going to talk about how to configure Matomo for SaaS and get relevant data for your business. So I'm your speaker for the next minutes. I'm presenting myself. My name is Ronan Hello. I'm an independent web developer in France. I'm also a web development teacher in several schools. And 2 years ago, I built up a mock website called ronan-hello.fr, and will contain many courses about digital analytics and development techniques. And I'm also a Matomo contributor. I made many contributions, like themes or plugins. The one is a dark theme to turn your Matomo interface into dark. Google Theme to prevent incoming users to Matomo from Google Analytics to the Matomo interface, and they will love the Google Theme applying to the Matomo interface. And a KPI widget plugin, which provides you many widgets that you can put on your dashboard and will generate tiny widgets with a single KPI on it. The purpose of this talk, we are talking about Matomo advanced configuration and how to collect specific data. We are adding more context to the data we are collecting and how to create awesome reports in your SaaS. And then we are going further with premium plugins. We are not talking about infrastructure because there are many people at MatomoCamp already did it better than I can. And it's not the purpose of my talk. We are assuming that you already are GDPR compliant, so you already have the cookie wall or cookie banner, because we are going to use the visitor log, the user ID and user profile, and those functionality require user consent and being GDPR compliant. So, I imagine that you are in a basic Matomo configuration. So you already have deployed the default tracking code on every single page you want to track. And this default tracking code will provide you some data, such as pages and sessions, unique and new visitors, some default events, the hardware and software configuration visitors have to walk through your website. And sometimes if you have an internal search, the terms, basic link tracking, some real-time action downloads like as a default events, and IP-based location. So that's all the data or a part of the data that Matomo already collects for you. And you need a bit more. You need user segmentation. You need a well-synced user profile to your SaaS. We need, again, to add more context to the data we collect. And we will be able to create custom events, custom goals, and we will see in the second part how to create a report of a JavaScript error that the user will find on your SaaS platform. The first part of this talk is about collecting relevant data, and in a second time we will see how to plot them in properly reports or directly in your SaaS platform. One of the first things you have to do is to switch between the basic Matomo configuration to the Matomo Tag Manager configuration. To do this, you just have to switch between the tracking code that provides by Matomo and placing this Matomo Tag Manager code on every single page you want to track. Don't forget to place the default Matomo statistic tag, which allows you to recreate the default Matomo configuration. Matomo Tag Manager provides you a cool interface to create tags or configuring some cool stuff like custom events and many, many things that we will see in this talk. The things that will have very, very help us to configure Matomo for your SaaS is building up custom events. During a long visit, your user will perform key actions on your software or your website, and you have to track all the journey of your users to trigger those custom events and collect them into your Matomo interface. These personalized events will be sent back to Matomo and collected and displayed in the events report right in your Matomo instance. To start, regularly I create two basics events based on the form submission. There is the login and the register form submission on your SaaS, and we just have to create this kind of event. So look, you go just in your back office, create a Matomo Analytics tag. You switch then the tag to the tracking type of events. And then you have to configure your events. I set the event category to health to keep login and register events under the same name and define an event name as a login. We then have to create a trigger as a form submit. And we just plug that trigger to the form ID and listen for form submission. Sorry. So we have to find the form ID. Just have to inspect your website and search for the ID of your login or register form. Here is a login.form ID. And then your trigger will be created and assigned to the Matomo event tag. Don't forget to publish a new container on your website or it won't work. And then you just in this few steps have the ability to collect every single time a user is just logged in your SaaS platform. Don't worry about that. You can create the same thing for register events and for many, many things. I'm talking here about some entities that you manage on your SaaS platform. Let's imagine for a CRM platform that you have a contact that the user can create every single time they create a contact or another kind of entity. They can make stuff like in development, we say it's a CRUD. CRUD for create, read, update, and delete. There are the four main actions that you can do to almost any entity on your platform. And it will be interesting of collecting those actions and placing them in the visitor journey on your website. One of the four actions of the CRUD, the red action, is already tracked by Matomo only if the entity has their own page. Like for example, if you see Airbnb, when you create a new lodgement and a new house, the house will be available for everyone directly from Google. So Matomo can collect the view of this entity. But for the create, update, and delete, there is no custom events by default. So you have to set them up just as we saw with the form submission event. Another application that I already made for several platforms is like when you have a SaaS platform with many workspaces and many teams, a user can create one or many teams, and then you can add a member, remove a member, or delete a team. This is a factual example of how you can manage your different custom events and how you can name them to finally visualize them right in your Matomo instance. Don't forget to package all that different events of the CRUD under the same event category name. This category name will be a team event, probably. Then now you have your custom events deployed on your platform, and you have the ability in Matomo to create custom goals based on those events. So Matomo provides you an easy interface to configure a goal and mark all the sessions that achieve one or many goals to consider that the visit has converted your user into a lead or a customer. So for this part, you just have to create a new goal like one of the three you can see there. For the login, as you see, my goal name is login. The description is for a user connect to his account. And the goal is triggered when a user send an event, and the event name is exactly a login. So exactly what we said, we set up at the previous slide. Another huge part that will be really, really interesting to add context to Matomo is using custom dimensions, because the data that Matomo collects basically is very lacking of context. And for some reason, we are using Matomo to add this context to the data. Custom dimensions are not really hard to set up, but you have to follow some rules. And here in our configuration, we are using Matomo Tag Manager. And in Matomo Tag Manager, we have to set up a data layer. Like the piece of code you can see from the code snippet you just see on the screen. This code snippet is a data layer that I filled with two custom values, the logged in, actually set to true, and the user plan, actually set to premium. And then in your Matomo Tag Manager, you just have to go back to your main Matomo statistic tag and change the configuration of your Matomo variable. In this Matomo variable, if you scroll down, you will find this section about custom dimensions, and you can create, you can add an automatic tracking of your custom dimensions. Here, the first index is for user plan, and the second index is for logged in or not user. So about the two custom dimensions I already tell you. As you can see, when you are logged in, we just display true in the data layer. And when you are anonymous people or not just not logged in, we set false in the data layer. Those two kind of data will be uploaded to Matomo every time you change the page. And we will have a full vision of the status of the user. The second dimension I already set up many times is the user plan, based on the business of many SaaS platform will be freemium to premium strategy. In the first time, we have many and several people using a free plan. That's what you can see in the first data layer displayed on the slide. And then the user will try the soft using a trial period, long as one or many weeks, and depending of your solution. And then during this period, I send specific code as a trial for the value of the user plan variable in data layer. And then when the trial period has ended, my user just switched to the premium plan, and I just send that value into the data layer of Matomo. Now we know how to create custom events, custom goals, and custom dimensions. But we have to attach all of those data to our user, because we are in a SaaS configuration, and we have a login and a user. Our user is our main entity, and we have to attach all of the data. So we are going to know how to pass a visitor to a user. Matomo has a fully has a complete functionality about user ID and two ways of deploying it into your code. Here, the first line, as you can see, is pack.push set user ID is for the default Matomo tracking code. Or if you are using Matomo Tag Manager, you can continue to use your data layer and just add a custom variable as user ID, and then as value, the unique identifier you just choose between data of your database. The user ID will act as a bridge between your database and the Matomo database. It will allow you to track user across different devices they use at home, like a smartphone or a laptop or a business computer. You will be able to track them. And then, as you will see in the next slide, you are able to see every single visit on action and event it triggered right on the profile generated in the Mattermost side. So here is my own profile. As you can see, I'm at 100 of visits. In reality, I'm very, very far of 100 visits, very more. But the profile is limited to the last 100 visits at the display. I'm sure that you can expand this value. But actually, it's locked to the 100. And you will find on this profile every action and every event that the user trigger on the Matomo interface. You will see in the next slide that we won't use directly this profile right on Matomo, but we prefer asking the API to create a custom profile right on your SaaS. And then, because you're a company, you have to gain some money, and we have to configure Matomo Enhanced E-commerce for your SaaS. It's a functionality that is built in Matomo. You can enable it just by turning on the switch to e-commerce enabled and set up the currency you use. To have a fully implementation of Matomo Enhanced E-commerce, you have to configure your data layer and add some code on the product page or in the funnel different page. The Matomo E-commerce will trigger some events. And those events will be readable in the events report right in Matomo. All the events you will trigger will be under the event category of subscription. And as you can see on the screen that I just picked on the Matomo documentation, because of my website is not an e-commerce website and I can't take screenshot of my customers. So thanks to Matomo for this screen. And as you can see, all the event action are signs up, cancellation, and upgrade about the subscription plan for all of your users. So it will be pretty cool. And as usual, you can add a value to events, and this value will be used to calculate a minimum value or an average value of your revenue. Then Matomo will provide you for 200 euro per year a funnel e-commerce plugin that will allow you to put a kind of a beacon in your funnel to define where your users are leaving this pattern and why the user are leaving their cart. So they trigger at every step a custom events. And this event will be catched by Matomo and generate some cool stuff and cool event-based report. But this is on a premium feature. So now we are able to collect data. But the most important part is to retrieve those data and create some cool reports and analyze them to take a good decision in the next time. For this second part, we will talk about segments because your Matomo instance is now filled by useful data, and we are now going to visualize them in the proper reports using segments. The first category of segments that I will create will be goal segments based on achievements or not of a goal. And here, as you can see, we just create a cool segment which allow you to filter the visits using the achievements of a goal. And here I set the goal to subscribe, which is if a user have triggered an event subscribe which convert the goal subscribe, it will be filtered in this segment. It's pretty cool to activate a segment and continue to visualize all the reports in Matomo with a filtered view. Then the second type of segment I will allow you to create is about dimensions segments. Earlier in this talk, we already create two custom dimensions, one for the logged in user and the second one for the user plan. And we can have five types of results: visitor only, logged in user, freemium user, in trial period users, and premium users. All of those configuration will be, for me, a custom segment. So here, for the example, I just created a segment for premium users. So you can select in the first drop-down the user plane. This is obviously your custom dimension. And then the operator is, and the value is about premium. So you will be able to store as many segments as you want in your selector, and then switch between them. And it will be easier for you to track and to visualize the journey of your user right on the Matomo interface. This second part will be better for a technical or developer person. I invite you to enable JavaScript tracking error right in your Matomo configuration. For a Matomo Tag Manager user, it will be in the Matomo statistics variable, and you just have a checkbox to enable, and it will collect for you JavaScript tracking error. This report will allow you to recreate the session of the user who encountered an error in an attempt to reproduce it. And it will be very, very important for SaaS owner. The functionality will catch error displayed in the console and trigger an event, which are all grouped into the event category of JavaScript error. Here, as you can see, I have four JavaScript error triggered from the beginning of the month. So we have the five, so I have to fix it. And as you can see in the second part, in event action, you will have the URL of the HTML page or the JavaScript file which contain the error. And then if you switch to the event name, you will have the message right display in this table. It's a copy of the message which is normally displayed in the console of your web browser. So it will help you to view a different error. To exploit those information, you have to create a segment. This segment will be an event category based on JavaScript error. Event category is JavaScript error. This segment will be applied to all of your information. And then you can switch to the visitor log. And as you can see, this is the fourth visits that have encountered a JavaScript error since the beginning of the month. There is a kind of problem with this. Because as you can see, every visitor that you can see on this screen has just made one page view and have three actions. Because of JavaScript tracking trigger an event, and event in Matomo are count into the actions. As you can see, a user who just walked through one page has three action counted. So it will break the ratio of the actions per page or actions per session. And it will not let you have clear information. So maybe it will be fun to find a solution to not merge those events into the action counter. And then we enter in the in my favorite section of this talk. It's about the reporting API. So Matomo is now full of data, and Matomo have a great and powerful API. So why not using it in your back office to generate contextual charts? This is a screenshot of my own website where I provide some contents, mainly textual content. And here are some blog posts. As you can see, in my homemade back office, I have a chart. And this chart is generated directly from Matomo. In clear, Matomo API provides me the data I need. And those data are organized page per page. So I ask the Matomo API, providing the post URL and the Matomo API, let me find their data. I just configured the Matomo API to answer me in a JSON format. And then I took those data and used them to build a homemade charts using the HTML library chart.js. And as you can see, it's pretty nice. And I have the information right in my back office, and I don't have to connect to my Matomo instance to visualize them. Just in the right of the charts, you can see my visit KPI information and the bounce rate of every single episode. As a real user, I prefer looking at those charts right in my back office than switching to the Matomo interface and searching in the page reports to get those informations. And then we can do exactly the same thing with user AI-based data. So here is my own profile, because I don't want to show you other profiles. But here, as you can see, I have a user ID set up on my website, and the user ID let me asking the API of Matomo to get every page view and sessions from a specific user. So here the JSON data are visualized in a custom chart to grant a clear visualization of the user visits. So as you can see, I'm pretty active on my website, and the 1st November, I had a long work to reorganize content on my website. So I made almost 450 visits. But I can see if a user is still active or not on the website. An idea of a CMS integration of that Matomo API is because of the changement about Google search engine and integrating the Core Web Vitals. So here, it's an idea that we can build a plugin for CMS like WordPress to show up just on the line of the table that display all the page or all the posts are published on your website. A clear indicator, red to green indicator, to determine if the page load faster or not. I'm not a graphist, but I just make that little visualization based on this is a screen from the documentation of WordPress, and I just add page speed and a green green light. But as you can see, it will be a better way to have this kind of information. And then to go further, you can also create custom alerts. But this, you can create custom alerts for almost every support, not only a SaaS platform. I create all the time custom alerts about drop in visit, drop in revenue, and if you are a SaaS platform, drop in subscriptions. It will be very important for you to keep an eye on it. And you can do it simply by installing the custom alerts plugin, who is already available on the marketplace of Matomo. And then to continue and go further and furthermore, there is a premium bundle of plugin, which is specifically interesting for your SaaS as a heat map and session recording, which generate an amount of data, but will allow you to recreate the session of your user. Just imagine that this plugin mixed with the GS tracking error, and you will be able to recreate exactly the session of the user to try to reproduce the GS error that he encountered in her visits. It will be pretty useful for your SaaS. And especially if you have a platform that share content for many users as a content editor and visitors, you will be really interested in a media analytics plugin, which allow you to track video and audio and give you information such as the length of the video that user really watch, or the level of the volume when they hear some audio or video. And the next one that I didn't found on the base is the user flow plugin that allow you to visualize all of your users on the platform. But it is very more specific to certain kind of SaaS. So thank you for watching. I will look for the different questions you have to ask to me, And thank you for all the people who are still there until this presentation. So as I can see, I have one question is, can you disclose the name of the SaaS platform you applied DOO's implementation? Actually, for the demonstration, you saw mine. And the other one are startups at Nantes in the city where I live, actually. And I think, no, I can't say those names. According to you, Ronan, what is missing within Matomo? What is missing in Matomo? I don't think it's missing, but for me, it's about the data storage. So if you are interested in Google Analytics 3 and 4, as you can see, they break the change that they are breaking the data storage to another one based on event. And Matomo is a mix of this. And as you can see, for GS tracking or e-commerce tracking, they are all based on event, which is pretty cool. And I think the way of the future for analytics software. But it break many reports simply because all the events are mixed on the same place. So to get a clearer vision, we almost every time have to create custom segments to see only specific events we need. Maybe the event reports could be better. Is there any other question? I don't think.
Let's wait just a few more seconds to make sure that nobody else is making questions in the chat.
Okay. Okay, I have another question. Why API did you find a solution to have last 5 minutes, 10 minutes it on a specific page? My API call are based on the timestamp selector, and I guess it's about day, not 5 or 10 minutes hits or specific. I don't remember because all of my the time selector are based on day, weeks, and months selector, not about minutes. But maybe I'm sure you will find your answer right in the documentation. And how hard is it to extract data out of the reporting API of Matomo and show it on a web page like you did? It really depends on the skills you already had. So the Matomo API is pretty cool and pretty easy to use. It respects the standard of many, many APIs. So if you are a web developer, you're already familiar with the usage, the use of API. So the Matomo part is not the harder for me. I think the harder is to recreate the interface, the interface in your back office. But asking Matomo via the API to get the data you need is just about 20 minutes if you have to read the documentation. And I think I spend most of my time about headers and requesting to the API, but not but it's pretty simple to set up. Maybe I will make a video to explain how Matomo API will work and publish it, but actually it's not so hard. And Valentin asks, API is powerful, but what are the limits? The limits of the API, especially I saw that when I tried to create a list. So I on my own back office, I have a list of all my posts with pagination and stuff like that. And I will use the API to display information right in this list, but it will very be heavy to carry on, and will make many requests to Matomo if the API were set on this main page. So I think the Matomo API is powerful to send data through Matomo and to ask them, but only in a main entity page. So I, as you can see, I just use the Matomo API on a view page of a single entity as a single post entity or single user entity, but not in a page with several entity because of the amount of requests we have to create if it's a data table visualization page. And what are the limits? The limits is like all the API. So if you follow the REST documentation, is a kind of a guide for you who build an API, if you follow those guidelines, you maybe have to create many requests to get just one information if you want to create some custom reports. But it's not about Matomo API, it's most about generic API guidelines. I hope that I answered your question, which was a bit large. If there are any other questions?
Apparently, there are no further questions in the chat, so I'd like to thank you, Ronan, for joining Matomo Camp and for this very interesting session.
Thank you. Thank you, too, and thank you, all of you, for being there today. And thank you for the organization of this wonderful event.
Thank you. Bye. So we finished a little bit earlier with this session, but I'd like to invite everyone to join us at 5 p.m. for the closing notes. Thank you.